Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Paul Mills Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Shocker Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. The Shockers come off a 95-74 win over Loyola, roll into their first road game at Boise State on Tuesday night. Coach, going back to the Loyola game, they got off to a hot start, but your guys kind of matched them right from the beginning and then even exceeded and kind of took control early.
Yeah, they definitely came out with those opening 8 points, those first six. You know, we got messed up on a defensive rotation in the post, led to an easy 3-0, and then the next time we get confused on a pick and roll. And then after that, I thought we settled in. They were able to make a shot against Caron on a one-on-one play to get their 8th point. But, you know, we were able to settle in. We were able to get quality shots. And I think once it was 27-12, so I think once they got that initial 8, we were able to kind of go on a run in order to get a little separation early. And, you know, what you're proud of is you're able to maintain the separation. I know they climb back in it. We're up 14 at the half, and they get the opening 7, and now it's, you know, it was 55-48. But I know, you know, in a blink of an eye, it was back to 17. I think we went on a 10-0 run. So I thought we responded, and that's going to happen during the course. Like, other teams are going to go on runs as well. We're not going to be the only team that has them. And I thought we responded well. But there were moments, especially early, and you understand that teams are going to kind of game plan and probably do something that you haven't seen. And I didn't think anybody overreacted. And going back and looking at our 33 buckets, all but 3 of them, the ball went below the free throw line. And that's really important to us. Like, you've got to be able to lower defenses in order to give yourself an opportunity. So from a shot selection standpoint, from how we adjusted defensively, still got a ton of work to do. But, you know, overall, we were able to establish ourselves pretty early and maintain it.
You just mentioned something that raises an interesting question. You've talked a lot since you've been here about paint touch threes, and that's how you want to see the offense operate. You have a young man in Kenyon Giles who's certainly capable of scoring off the dribble, creating his own shot, but it seems like you have found a nice balance with him with getting it within the offense.
Yeah, you know, he does a good job of you know, he can score with the ball in his hands. He doesn't necessarily need the ball. He can score when it's not in his hands simply by running off-ball actions, and does a good job. So whether it's in his hands and he's the decision maker, or whether he's coming off screens on other areas of the court, he does a good job of maintaining his spacing. And then he doesn't stick, you know. Like, you get some players who are just kind of stagnant and they stand there. So we're doing a good job of the ball not sticking specifically early, and at the same time, players aren't necessarily sticking. Like, there's movement. I tell players this. Hey, spacing's important, but respacing's more important. Like, understanding how to respace, because the ball shouldn't stand still. So spacing is like breathing. It's something that has to happen continuous. But if you look into just, man, what are things that do well? And again, this isn't overly complicated. The closer the ball gets to the rim, the higher your percentages go. But sometimes all that does is attract defense lower, and it opens up perimeter shooting. If you also think about it from a player's perspective, when they go into a gym and practice, they usually don't have multiple people. Usually the shots that they're getting up when they practice with somebody or even on some of the machines that we have that allow you to shoot a basketball, the passes are coming from the rim, from the paint. So they're practicing those shots night and day a lot. And my guess is probably somewhere 50-1 versus when a shot is moved from the top of the key, let's say to a wing. That shot isn't as practiced as much simply because you don't have access to that kind of personnel when you go in to do your workout. So I think we're getting shots that our players see a lot of. And at the same time, what's happening is we understand the value of getting the ball closer to the rim.
Kenyon has made 12 of 15 threes the last two games. Nobody in the world's going to maintain that pace, but he is one of those guys when you watch him in practice, warming up or whatever, it's a surprise when he misses. He is that good a shooter.
Yeah, you know, you kind of think about it when you're over there on the sidelines, a shot going up, and you're like, I hope that goes in. And then at the same time, you're thinking, that's going in. And you're more surprised when it doesn't. So I remember one of our GAs, especially during the TBT, he would come in and work out, Kenyon would, and he was like, man, what's great about Kenyon is I just have to stand underneath the rim. And he said, other guys, you get a full workout in chasing the ball all over the place. But it's good to have people who can do that. I think we've got people who can turn around and make shots. I think they're better understanding spacing and where we have to move via various pick-and-roll coverages. We just haven't seen a plethora of that right now, and it's something that we work on quite a bit, so that decision-making process will get better. But it does help to have a guy that when you're working him out, you can usually just stand underneath the rim and get the ball back to him.
On the other end of that, Caron Boyd, who does so many things well, last year at East Tennessee shot under 30% from three, but you watch him shoot and it's a decent looking stroke, and he's made 4 of 10 the last two games. So is that something that you've seen develop since he's been here, that you have some confidence in him taking that shot?
Yeah, definitely have a lot of confidence in him. He's put in a lot of work, and especially in the summer, and doing everything that was necessary. Well, we need him. He's made good decisions. We've had him in decision-making roles, and, you know, that way we can kind of move some guys around, specifically Mike and Kenyon, when they're both on the floor. So there's times we put it in his hands. So he is a good passer. We think he's a good shot maker, and he's proven it. And to his credit, we believed in him before he got here, that, you know, he was playing more of a four spot at his previous, and we were going to move him a little further out on the perimeter and have him make decisions as well as just be one of the primary guards in handling and shooting. And to his credit, he's put in a lot of work, and, you know, just really proud of him. And I just, the confidence that's needed to shoot, you shouldn't hesitate, and he doesn't. And I'm again, a lot of it's just his development, that there's a willingness to put in the work, and it, a lot of it just goes to him.
You're listening to Head Basketball Coach Paul Mills. We'll continue our discussion right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We are back on our Shocker Basketball podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, two turnovers in an entire game, and one of those came very late in the game. That is pretty exceptional no matter who you're playing against.
Yeah, really good. You know, Karan on an offensive rebound and just brought it a little too low, got it below his waist, and so they were able to strip it. And then the last one was an execution error, and we got in the space a little too tight. So two turnovers is good. I've gone games, been a part of games as a head coach where we had one. I'm still hoping, like, my dream scenario is a game with zero. Don't know if it's feasible just because things happen during the course of a game. But two is really impressive. I didn't know if it was a record. We tied for a record. But to do it against a good team like Loyola Chicago is impressive. And it is something that we talk a great deal about. Like, you just can't come up with empty possessions. This is a possession game, and we need to make sure we maximize ours. So two in a 63 possession game is pretty good.
Obviously, if you have a higher number, you can, when you go through and look at video, you can point things out about the decision that was made, those kinds of things that help you. When you only have two, is there a flip side of that where you can really praise the decisions that were made and emphasize the good things that were done?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, if you hear us talk, we're going to rebound the ball. We're going to take care of the ball, and those are two things. And then the third thing we talk about is we're going to share it. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be assist. It just may mean the right shot. And our team knows to a large degree what the right shot should look like. But what it does is it helps your crashers, the guys who are supposed to go get offensive rebounds, know, hey, Karan is shooting this corner three. So it is my job to kind of go flood the weak side. And players have to have confidence. They have to put in the work. You have to watch their confidence grow during the course of the year. And it helps, though, everybody on the team, because then everybody else understands their responsibility. If you have an open shot and you don't shoot it, you'll get in trouble around here. We do have that rule in place. And so, again, the shot may not necessarily go in, but everybody understands their responsibility. And they can kind of get that engine going quicker and maybe get a step or two on the defender in order to allow us, whether we retrieve it or get a tip out, it allows us to do that. So it's you know, the turnovers, the decision making, all of those things help. And I always think it's a challenge simply because everybody's different. And, you know, we'll face that in Boise State in the game coming up. But everybody's different in how decisions are made. People play a variety of different ways. But right now, I think our spacing and our confidence is pretty good. And the confidence can easily be taken away, but we can't rely on shot making. What we have to rely is on rebounding, taking care of the ball, and sharing it.
Dre Kendall, 7-1, assist to turnover. T.J. Williams, 5-1. That's always good, but significant to you, especially because both of them are in their first year at this level.
Yeah, you know, you have guys that can shoot, and I mean, you have Kenyon, you have Mike, you have Karan, and so you have T.J. out there with those guys. And then the same thing with Dre. Dre's a willing passer. There's a lot of people who pass by default. So I would tell you the same thing is true of TJ. Like, he's going to get rid of it when he sees two on him. I thought one of the better plays in the game was TJ's on the right side of the court and is backing a guy down. They squeeze it a little bit and threaten the double team, and he gets rid of it to Mike on the weak side wing. Mike passes it to Karan in the corner, and we make a three. But there has to be a willingness there. It can't be I'm going to pass simply because it's you know what, I didn't get a shot up. And at the same time, you're a good player if you can attract two. Now, good players can kind of sniff that out a little earlier than most, and both of those guys are able to.
You mentioned taking care of the ball, rebounding. Your rebounding margin was certainly not as good against Loyola as it has been the first couple of games. Were you displeased with some of that, some of it just circumstances?
Yeah, it's a good point, simply because some of it is circumstances. And they were able to get, again, somewhere around 31% of their misses. But if you pay attention to it, you mentioned this to me after the game, Wilberg and Eman had 21 points, 16 rebounds, and 6 block shots. So blocking the ball out of bounds it goes as an offensive rebound for the opposition. And so they had five of those. And when you have six block shots, you're going to do that. We've talked to our players about can we keep a basketball in bounds. And knowing that, being able to retrieve it, that E-Man was able to get four block shots. But some of those team rebounds, the ball's going to bounce around. If you look at it, though, they only got 5 second chance points. And, you know, do you want to keep the ball inbound so they don't go to their best baseline OB play? Yes. But that's easier said than done. It's probably, you know, Dikembe Mutombo and Patrick Ewing who have that ability, and it's not everybody. So we were 22-5 on the offensive glass. So to limit those guys to 5 points, but we went through this with Quincy Ballard last year, is, hey, let's have the rim protection. Let's not give up layups and shots at the rim, but sometimes that is going to result in offensive rebounds and your margins aren't going to be what you hope they should be. But you kind of have to understand, going back to your point, is this just a one of the ramifications of having a shot blocker, and it's not a bad one.
We'll continue with Paul Mills as we talk Shocker hoops right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Back with Paul Mills talking Shocker basketball. Wichita State headed to its first road game at Boise State. Coach, right before we went to the break, you mentioned that Wilberg and Manuel Okorafor combined for 21 points, 16 rebounds, 6 blocks, shot about 65% between them. Has their development been kind of what you expected, or has it been a little bit of a pleasant surprise to some extent?
A little of both. You know, Emmanuel was really good for us all summer long and just was terrific. You were watching him get better every day. And Darren, in the open practice that we had here, he goes down and ends up with a cut over eye gash and gets a concussion. And he was out for a couple of weeks. Like it was a pretty bad concussion. And then it took him a little while to get back into it. You could tell during our Santa Clara scrimmage, even our Drake scrimmage, like, man, that wasn't the guy that we were seeing in June and July. Those kind of stuff happens. There's going to be setbacks along the way. And I would tell you the same thing with Will. He just hasn't had to have a two-week layoff. But what you've watched is their growth. And they've gotten better. You've heard me say this, that I still think that just because neither one of them have played a whole bunch, that you're going to continue to see them get better. They're going to finish better. They're going to have better court awareness. I thought the thing that Will did a good job of is when they turn around and they ice outer third ball screens. And so what that means is they don't want the ball to go middle. And so they kind of keep you on that side of the court. Will was able to change his angle. We were able to get some switches. And then Will was able to offensive rebound versus a little because they were having to switch. So it's a really good, from a nuance standpoint, that they were understanding what the game was asking them to do, and then they were taking advantage of it. So we were able to get the advantage. We were able to keep the advantage versus the little shot that he would drag that big and go get a quality shot. And then we were able to exploit the advantage through our offensive rebound. So you're really proud of both of those guys' growth. We give out what we reference as a care factor shirt at the end of every game. If we win, we don't hand them out if we lose. But we do give out these shirts afterwards, and I gave them both to Will and E-Man. One, they have to go against each other every single day. And they're basically split in time. You know, I know outside of E-Man's foul trouble in the first game, you know, we're right around 22 minutes for Will, and we're right around 18 minutes in that neighborhood. for E-Man. And so there's kind of been this listen, you two got to cheer each other on when there's a game, but in practice, you got to go at each other in order for each of you to get better, and you've seen that, and really proud of both of them. I think it's a heck of a two-headed monster, and our ability, our bench scoring has been pretty high. We've gotten great bench production simply because we have a lot of strength over there in the numbers that we have and the quality of players.
Will is certainly not as athletic overall as E-Man, facing a great shot blocker in Miles Rubin the other night, and I thought he really went at him, really challenged him, used his assets, his strength, and so forth to really be effective.
Yeah, you have to ascertain whether a guy how is he good at blocking shots. You know, Miles Rubin's a really good player. You know, 2 years ago was number one in the country at being able to block shots from a percentage standpoint. But his ability is off the ball. It's not necessarily on the ball. And Will's just a big guy, you know. And so Will's probably plus 30, 35 pounds. And I think you'll see a lot of that in moving forward. And there's an advantage there. And we just need to finish. And, you know, again, a guy like Miles Rubin, I think it's really encouraging that he is good on the ball. I'm not telling you that he isn't. But the majority of his block shots are off of it. And I thought we were able to still go inside, and Will was able to make plays and again, use his physicality. It was the one thing that really drew me to Will is, one, I think he played in a conference that's really physical, and I know this one is too. And then you watch the transition a year ago from the young man from Illinois who went to Memphis, Dane Danger, and the physicality that he provided. There was a number of players throughout the league, and you just realized how physical of a player you needed. But he uses his physicality and his touch around the rim in order to be quite potent.
16 threes. A new Wichita State record for a single game, and you took 32, which is kind of a high number. With that percentage, it's certainly not an excessive number, and you feel like there will be games where you'll shoot that many.
You know, it really depends on how the other team is playing you. You know, if you're going to turn around and give us those shots and be able to make them, it is not always going to be the case, right? But we just need to make sure that we're taking the right one. We don't really think through, you know, 40% of our shots need to be threes and the other 60% need to be twos. We don't think about that. We really think about where is their advantage on the court. And during the course of the game, sometimes it changes. You know, we had a situation against Prairie View where we had Kenyon go 5 of 6 in the first half, and there was 15 points, and then all of a sudden they began to take that away, and then there were advantages otherwise. And so, again, probably every media, there's going to be a change in how it's doing. I think it helps when you have older guys, you know, that have been around. You're talking about Kenyon in his fourth year, Karan in his fourth year. E-Man and Mike are both in their fourth year, but we're confident they'll get their years back and have an additional one. All that to say is you have I've used this term before. Again, don't ask me what it means. I just heard Warren Buffett say the term apperceptive mass. You can perceive what's going on. And they have a mass of data. You know, they've got a library of knowledge to kind of understand. So we don't really think about it and say we want to get up this many threes. I mean, last year we didn't get up hardly any threes, you know. I think back to that Kansas State game where we only got up 10. And so there's different ways to play. There's no one way to skin a cat. There's a variety of them. But for us, we need to be concerned with taking the correct shot based upon what the game is currently giving us.
Listening to Paul Mills, and we'll talk about the Shockers' upcoming game at Boise State right after this.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit cokecareers.com to learn more. That's kochcareers.com.
Back with Paul Mills on our weekly Shocker Basketball podcast. Coach, you go to Boise State to face a team that's picked third in the Mountain West. Leon Rice has been there for 16 years. They've been consistently very good. They've had a couple of kind of up and down games this year, although they're 3-1. And what have you seen from them that impresses you?
Yeah, if one of the better rebounding teams consistently in the country, and you know, going into the Montana State game, they were number two in the country in defensive glass, and then they were 23rd in offensive glass, and they do that because everybody on the court can shoot. They actually don't put anybody, whether you're a 7-footer or whether you're 5'10", they don't put anybody out there who can't shoot. So you have all these bigs who can shoot, which puts you in a lot of different rotations because you're trying to take that the way. And then all of a sudden the rotations make you vulnerable on the glass. So that's one of their key components. They do a great job. And then, you know, I would tell you that they did lose a game earlier in the year to a Division II school. And when I was at Baylor in 2007, same thing happened to us. And it was the best thing in the world for us because you think you're going to be good and everybody predicts you're going to be good and you're considered one of the top 40 teams in college basketball. And it's one of those wake-up calls that you kind of need. And the earlier you can get it, the better. And you've seen them just – that there's a resolve and there's a fight. And they just didn't shoot the ball that well that particular night against the Hawaii team. But I will tell you that because of their ability to shoot with all five spots and they put you in rotations, it makes them really good from a rebounding perspective. And you kind of have to pick your poison. Like, do you just want to give guys jump shots who can make them? And if you do, just understand the shot's going up and it's going to be a battle on the glass. So we're going to have to be really good in rotations. We're going to have to contain the ball. We're going to have to be good in rotations off the ball. Because of their ability to rebound, and we're up for the challenge. We need to be one of the better rebounding teams in the country, and so to be able to face a team of this caliber is a good test for us early.
You've mentioned on occasion not real happy yet with playing defense without fouling your team, and they only average 15.5 fouls. They beat Montana State by making 20 free throws to 6, and so obviously that's going to be something that'll have to be under consideration.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do a good job of defending without fouling, and again, some of this has been from our pick and roll coverage. I mean, we're playing behind the play. We're just a step slow, so then your rotations aren't as clean, and it's going to put you in a number of bad situations. So it's stuff you got to clean up, and especially against a veteran group. You know, they've got guys returning. I just think Buchanan, who was sixth man of the year last year in the Mountain West, and he's become a force. If you listen to their staff talk, they'll tell you that they believe he can be player of the year in that league, and he's a matchup nightmare. And so they do a lot of things, but I would tell you that one of their biggest advantages is their discipline, and they're very disciplined. We need to be disciplined, and we went through the other night, and again, I don't think the Louisville football coaches will listen to this, but watching Clemson play Louisville, and Louisville had 5 unsportsmanlike conduct calls in the fourth quarter, and they lose by 1 to Clemson. And those little self-sabotaging things have to come back. So discipline, I think they do it well. It is going to be a great test. You need these tests early, and I'm glad we're doing it on the road.
First road game, and it's not one of those places where nobody comes. They had over 9,800 the other night for Montana State, so it should be quite a live atmosphere.
Yeah, and they've obviously put a lot of tension in this game. I've listened to their players talk about this game in the comments. I've listened to Coach Rice talk about this game in the comments. So this will be a good one. It'll be one of your better games that will get the opportunity, especially during the month of November, to play. It's this in Northern Iowa on the two road. And so you get two quality road games early, and that's what you want. You want these kind of tests to get an indication about where you're at this part of the season.
Coach, thank you. That's our podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Shockers at Boise State Tuesday night, back home to face Milwaukee on Saturday. Thanks for joining.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.